Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Reward for a woman who remains a widow. Sayyiduna Auf ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman of beauty and social status who lives a difficult life after the loss of her husband and remains a widow for the sake of bringing up her children will be as close to me in Jannah as these two fingers are, that is, the index and the middle finger. Note, a woman who declines proposals after being widowed so that she may give her children all her love and affection will merit this great reward. Reward for taking care of orphans. Ibn Malik rahimahumullah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever burdens himself with the task of feeding and clothing of an orphan and cares for him till he becomes self-sufficient will undoubtedly enter Jannah. Protection from calamity. In his Sahih, Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has narrated that after the first revelation, that is the revelation of Iqra, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned home terrified. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha to cover him up in a blanket as he was still shivering. He then narrated the incident that just took place in the cave of Hira and informed her that he was fearful that his life was threatened. Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha said to him, you have nothing to fear about, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never disgrace you. You maintain and join ties with relatives. You assist the weak, which includes orphans, spend on the needy, honor the guest, and spend in worthy causes. Note, from the above hadith, it is inferred that besides the reward of the hereafter, a person who aids the widows, destitute, and those who are in need will be saved from worldly calamities and difficulties. In his Jami' al-Saghir, Imam Suyuti rahimahumullah has quoted a hadith stating that charity repels 70 calamities, the least being leprosy and white liver. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.